God's word for you, 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 7. I planted, Apollos watered, but God makes it grow. So it is not the one who plants or the one who waters, but rather it is God who makes things grow. Paul illustrates his point with a familiar scene. One man plants, another waters, then the plant grows. The Greek verbs for planting and watering show a past event that is completed and finished. Paul and Apollos did their work. But the word for make it grow shows that this part of the work continues. The believer, once faith is planted and watered, keeps growing in his faith for his whole life. This is the work of our loving God. Perhaps there is a slight hint here about the very little baptizing that Paul did by saying that Apollos was the one who watered, but this might be stretching Paul's planting illustration beyond his intentions. It's more likely that Paul is hinting that he began the work in Corinth in Acts 18 and that Apollos came later. But once again, that isn't his main point. What Paul really wants to show is that God's work continues long after this or that minister has done his work. My childhood teacher, Pastor Harold Sturm, valiantly tried to manage a classroom of I think nearly 50 middle school students every Wednesday and sometimes every Saturday morning, teaching us all of our catechism with a firm hand and a loud voice. His lessons still resound in my heart and my mind today, watered by other teachers, it's true, professors and even doctors of the church. I'm grateful for them all, and not least of all for Pastor Sturm. But I also know that it was God who was causing that faith, planted and watered, to grow. God is the one giving growth everywhere in his creation, whether the flowers, Luke 12, the fish, Genesis 1, the planted seed in Mark 4, a building built up and raised, Ephesians 2, or the phases of the moon. And he also grows the number of mankind, especially his own dear people. He blesses marriage to be fruitful and increase in numbers. And just as he does this in the world, so he accomplishes growth in our hearts. Paul said, our hope is that you, as your faith continues to grow, our area of activity, our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our area of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. That's 2 Corinthians 10, 15, and 16, if I can just read it right. The scriptures show that God is the one who makes faith grow in each believer, even as he makes the whole church grow. Paul says to Christians, we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. That's Colossians 1:10. And again about the whole church. In Christ, the whole building is joined together and rises, that is, grows, to become a holy temple in the Lord, Ephesians 2:21. Peter also explains the work of God's gospel in us as enabling us to grow in your salvation, 1 Peter 2, and later he encourages us, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's 2 Peter 3:18. Yet this passage also reminds us that God works through us, through humble servants, whether moms or dads or grandparents, pastors, teachers, or wise neighbors. He alone makes our faith grow. Now, he could do it without any planting or watering from us, but he doesn't. He works through the same means that he has given to all of us, which is his powerful and miraculous word. He works through the sacraments too, but it is still the word of God at work, and not the mere earthly elements of water, wine, and bread that accomplish the task. If anyone believes his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him, 1 John 2:5. It's the same with all of the things God does for us. He works through us so that we will not tempt him and so that we will remember the true value of his priceless word. We see it working in our own lives, and so we are compelled to share it with the world, starting with those whose feet are under our own tables. Bless the Lord and give thanks to God, for his love and mercy endure forever. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.